Okay, good morning. We are Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Siman Taf Kuf Pei Gimel. And we're starting today with Seif Bet. Ochlim Rosh Keves Lomar Nye L'Rosh V'lo L'Zanav. Now, so there's a minhag that one eats, that we eat, the head of a sheep. And when we say on it that also it should be, that we should be like the head and not the tail, v'zecher le'elo shel Yitzchak, and also to remind us, Kadosh Baruch Hu, of the ayel of Yitzchak, as in give us an extra schus. So that's why some actually prefer using the head of an ayel versus a sheep. Basically, the difference is 1 year less than a year old or more than a year old, and if someone doesn't have a sheep, so then someone can use the head of any animal. It could be a fish, bird, whatever. And you get your makayim, you're able to say sheniyel rosh v'lo lezanav. Haga, yesh medaktakin shelo leachol egozim sheegoz begamatria chet. And so there's a famous minhag not to eat nuts because it has the same gematria of egos and chet. Okay? Ve'od shehein marbim kicha v'niyah mevatlim hatfila. Or it makes people want to, I don't know, blow their nose or whatever, and it's disturbing for everybody, for everyone around.
And in the throat.
Or in the throat. Yeah, the throat.
Always salivating on them because
it's
stuck in
the throat. Ah, okay. Uh-oh, causes
you
more salivation.
It, yeah.
Okay. V'holchin el hanahar lomar pasuk v'tashlich b'mtzilot yom kol chatotam. And there's a minhag to say we go to the nahar, to a river or any body of water. Some are more makpit on the body of water. It could be obviously the ikra minhag originally it was probably a real river. Some people just use a bucket of water so that it's not a big tircha or waste a lot of time or other tznius issues. But, and then it's based on the pasuk, we call it tashlich. That's what we call tashlich. And because we, so to speak, throw, one of the pasukim that we say is we throw our sins into the river. So that's also, there's a famous midrash where Avraham, when he went to do Akedas Yitzchak, so he was traveling to go to Akedas Yitzchak, and it probably could have taken a little quicker, but the Satan was in his way. And at some point, the Satan was had to get a little drastic to stop Avraham from doing Akedas Yitzchak. So he formed an entire river right in front of him. And then Avraham walked, it doesn't matter, Hashem said, go do Akedas Yitzchak on Har Moriah. So he went through the river until it got to his throat. And it was obviously getting very dangerous. And he cried out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's when Kadosh Baruch Hu basically yelled at the Satan and the river disappeared and he was able to go. Okay. Also, there's an issue, the inyan of a body of water with fish. Because fish there's no ayin hara on fish. So that's something you want. And also, fish they're very fruitful and multiply. So therefore, that's another reason why as a good sign. Just to point out, though, many point out, it's usur to throw bread. We learned this earlier, because there's an isur derabanan of feeding animals that are not yours. Or also, it could be an issue of muksa, making something, mevatel kli kehechano type of thing. So, for a couple of reasons, most poskim say it's one is not supposed to throw any bread. Okay. Let's see, another... And as far as some say it's better to do tashlich outside the city, some point out, well, you're going to carry a machzor. Anyway, everyone says, obviously, be careful. You're not going to come to Isser of if it's on Shabbos. That's when it comes up. You're allowed to carry if it's on Rosh Hashanah. That's not a problem. That's like Yom Tov. Now, the minhag normally is to do it on the first day after Mincha, Lechatchila. And on Shabbos, so some do it and some don't do it. And one of the reasons is because we're afraid you're gonna need your machzor, and you might end up carrying to a place when there's no there's no eruv. There you go. So that's the source for different minhagim on if you should do it on Shabbos or not. Okay. Okay. Let's finish reading the Ramah. V'gam nohagim shelo lishon biyom Rosh Hashanah u'minhag nachon hu. So the Ramah quotes what he says is a good minhag, not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. Also, you don't want to have a sleepy year. But many point out, based on the Arizal, the main hakpada is to take a nap in the first half of the day. After chatzos, after lunch, many say it's okay, especially if take a short nap so that you're able to learn better. Because if you're going to be all groggy all day, that's not a good thing. And many of the poskim point out that if you're just schmoozing all day or playing games all day, it's the same as taking a nap. Right, Yoshev Batel Ki Yashen Dami.
The Arizal's main thing is not to sleep past dawn.
Not to sleep past dawn. So that's another thing, that there's an Indian to start to daven nates, especially for Rosh Hashanah. But for this, it's also I think they quote him for both. Okay, some have the minute to say Al Tehillim in the afternoon and keep busy. Okay, Tav Kuf. Pay Dalit. Seder Kriya Tetara Barash Hashanah. Okay, we're already up to Kriya Tetara. So Aleph. Ein Omrim Halel Barash Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. So the halacha is, there is no Halel, you're not allowed to say Halel, on Rosh Hashanah or Yom, and not on Yom Kippur. Why? Because the book of life and death are open in front of us, and it's a scary day, and it's very serious. So again, we're reminded, this comes up a few times, where we have this balance, the dichotomy of two extremes. One is it is a day of simcha, but on the other hand, it's also a day of fear. On the one hand, we have to be confident that everything's going to work out well, but on the other hand, there's a reality that everyone's going to go one day, and we don't want it to be this year. And other good fortunes and bad fortunes can happen. So it's both. We're confident, but at the same time, we have to be a little bit realistic. And okay, let's go on. Haga, v'nohagin lomar avinu malkenu al haseder. And the custom is we say avinu malkenu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Right? We all know this. V'imu Shabbos. So the minhag of the Ramah is when an Ashkenazim is on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. If it falls out on Shabbos, they don't say avinu malkenu at all, except I think at the very end of Ne'ilah. If that's correct. But the meaning of the Sfardim is that we do say Avinu Malkenu, even if it falls out on Shabbos. So that's no difference. However, what's skipped is the Beis Yosef points out, we skip where it says Chatanu, because we don't do anything that resembles Vidui on Shabbos, except when we need to for Yom Kippur, but otherwise we don't. Okay? Okay.
I think there's a major minhag Ashkenaz that even not to say Chatan.
Even on Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah.
Okay, could be. Oh, okay, for that. Okay, could be. Don't remember. Okay, very good. But the Mishneh Berurah points out that there is. It is possible to say a chatanu, because it's chatanu for of their fathers who did avodah zara. Because it's not saying that we're doing it, but it's reminding that to do vidui for one's parents may be okay. Anyway, so those are the different minhagim. Okay, and one of the main reasons for not doing avinu malkenu is also because we don't ask sholim, we don't ask for tzrachim in general on Shabbos. Although sometimes we do when it's for the tzibur, but okay. That's always one of those tug-of-war halachas, which way do you go? Ad chatzos. Okay, back to the Ramah. U'marachiv et piyutim u'tfilot ad chatzot. And we say tfilos until chatzot. The Mishneh Berurah points out that it really should be at least until Chatzos. It's a good thing to be davening all morning until past Chatzos. But on Shabbos, you want to make sure you finish earlier, because of it's important to finish. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. You want to finish it before Chatzos so you can eat properly. And again, different approaches on this one as well. Many say no, you should daven nates and finish early, and you should always eat before Chatzos. So different.
That's generally the minhag Sfaradim, right?
Yeah. So many Sfaradim.
Don't have all the piyutim anyway.
So Sfaradim, they do have piyutim. The Sfaradim generally don't say piyutim in the middle of the tefillah of the Chazara, because it's a little bit like a hefsek. But they do have a fair amount of piyutim that they say after the Shemona Esrei to catch up to the Sfar, to the Ashkenazim, and before Kriya. And some of the Sephardic piyutim can be very, how do we say it? It takes them a long time. Like they sing them, it's nice. But anyways. So the davening itself could be very similar in length. Okay. Beis. Umotzi'in shnei sifrei Torah. And we take out two sifrei Torah on Rosh Hashanah. Ve'echad korin chamisha. And the first one we read five aliyot. Right? It's not Shabbos. And where do we read from? Mehashem Pakad et Tzara. So that's in Bereishis. End of... I'm blanking. It's in Lech Lecha or Vayera. Whatever. Bereishis Kaf Aleph. It's right before the Akedah. Vayera, I think. It's when... Yeah, of course. It's Vayera. When she has the baby. That's the reason why we read from here. It's the reason why we're going to read from the Haftarah as well. Because it's all about a Kadosh Baruch Hu remembering and having the ladies conceive. Because this happened on Rosh Hashanah for Sarah, for Rachel, and for Chana. So Chana is going to be in the Haftarah. Okay. And then until we read all the way up until Vayachar Dvarim Ma'ela, which is Akedas Yitzchak. So, and then the second day he didn't skip it. We're going to read it in a few more simanim. He's going to get to, and then on the second day, that's where we read from. V'imu Shabbos, if it's on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, korim bo shiva. So you take the same portion and you add two extra aliyot within them. You're going to break up the psukim a little bit in the middle. You're going to break up one of the two twice, the aliyah in the middle, and that's how you generate seven aliyot. Umaftir, and the maftir is kori b'sheni. You read the second Sefer Torah, the Parshas Pinchas, right? You already prepared it ahead of time, so you don't have to roll it. You have two Sefer Torah. And you read from Ubachodesh Hashvi. It's about five psukim, five or six. And that's the Musaf, the Korban Musaf that you read on for Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah. No, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Umaftir. Vayhi ish echad min haramatayim, and that's we read from the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, that story of Elkanah and Chana, ad v'yarem keren meshicha, and that's where you end. Haga v'yesh mekamot shenoagim likrot hatokeya miminyan hachamisha ha'olim l'sefer Torah, and some do have the custom that whoever is the tokeya, that he's the one who gets one of the aliyot. You're basically rewarding him. Many point out, though, but if he gets paid for it, then you don't have to give him the aliyah, because he took his schar in cash, as opposed to getting an aliyah. Okay. Mishnah Berura has an interesting case. I can't imagine it ever happens, but he has an interesting case. What happens if you have the five, the portion, it's made for five aliyot, and for some reason, the Baal Kore just kept on reading, and he read the entire portion with three or four aliyot, and now you finished reading, and you have a whole another but you have two more aliyahs to do, but you read the whole portion for the morning. So what do? So if it's two more, so he says just keep on reading, start into Akedas Yitzchak, and you'll start over again tomorrow. But that's because you need to get five, so you just read three psukim and three psukim in Akedas Yitzchak. And if it's only one, then you can just count maftir as one of them. Because we hold mikardin, maftir can count as one of the five. So if you only read four and you stopped and there's only one left, then you don't have to go to Parshas Akedah. You can just do, I think you would say Kaddish afterwards. So that you don't say Kaddish. because you're counting the mafter as one of the five, and then you do kaddish at the end, and then you don't do it twice. That was it. That's mafter. That's the, and then you go into the haftarah. Okay. Let's see. That's the main point. Okay. That's okay. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Let's go on. Gimel. B'nei Adam ha-chavushim b'veit ha-asurim ein mevim etzam sefer Torah afilu barosh hashanah v'yom ha-kippurim. So there's a halacha that's brought down in the Rishonim that if there's a... Now, this really depends on the case. We discussed it a little bit more at length in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey. But the main halacha that's brought down is it, you don't take a sefer Torah out of its home, out of the Beit Knesset, because it's meant to be home, and you don't bring it, you know, for one day to go to a prison or a jail where someone is just for Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. And so there's a whole question, should you do it in a base aval or not? So normally it's depends. If you have a Sefer Torah that's miyuchad for it, some prisons, I think they have a full-time Beit Knesset in there, so then it doesn't apply. But it's not covered to a Sefer Torah to take it out of its home just to go once for someone. They're in prison for that, you know, for that time, then they miss it. That's the so it depends on when do we consider it appropriate or inappropriate for the Sefer Torah. Okay, Dalit. Right, so every case has to be judged in its own situation. Dalit. Malin bein kriyat ha-Torah l'tkiyat shofar. So the minag is that if there's a bris milah on Rosh Hashanah, the ideal time to do the bris milah is between the kriya, after kriya satara, and before you blow the shofar. That's the minhag in Klal Yisrael. We learned recently we're going to learn depending on your cycle for Megillah that it's a machlokas what you should do. Should read it before or after Megillah reading, but here everyone agrees it's supposed to be done before tkiya shofar. And that's a few different reasons. One of them is in the story of Avraham's life. He first had bris milah, and then came Akedas Yitzchak. Also, milah is tadir. That happens, I guess, all the time. I don't know if judge it per Klal Yisrael per person. Probably per Klal Yisrael. That happens much more often than Rosh Hashanah every year, right? And then. Also, another reason is because it gives us more zechios. We're about to enter Tkiya Shofar and Yom Adin, so we want to hop in as many zechusim as we can, so therefore that's a reason to do a bris milah before. Now, the Kaf HaChaim points out, and again, this really does depend on every individual situation, he writes that normally the minhag is to do it after Musaf, even though he agrees that the Ikar Halacha, the minhag is to do it before Tkiya Shofar. Why? Because if you had one shofar the whole city, then of course that's when you should do it. But often you want to do a bris milah and you want people from all over the neighborhood to come. And it's not practical to have everyone leaving their shuls and walking in the middle of Shacharis or whatever, in the middle of Davening and Rosh Hashanah. Everyone's in a different place and it's far. So then, that's a cheshbon also, you know, if the mohel is available. So anyways, lamaisa, there is such an important minhag, but it depends on the situation. And if it's Shabbos, so the minhag also, it's, again, the minhag depends on the situation, but the minhag is also to do it before tkiyos, even if it would be on Shabbos, because of zichron, Tkiya Shofar. We still want to remember it. But since there's a machloket before or after Ashrei, but that's a smaller issue. And but normally all year when it comes out on Shabbos, so then everyone does it after Musaf. That's okay. There's a minhag by some mohalim. I'm not sure how common it is. But when they do mitzitza bepeh, they suck the blood, so some of them, they want to keep it on their mouth, or in their mouth, around their mouth, the blood, and if the moel is the baal tokeya, it only applies if the moel is the same person as baal tokeya, So to speak, connect them and use them together. So with the blood on his mouth, he'll blow the shofar. And not a question of chatzitza unless you're going to be having like really, you know, thick, dry blood and a lot of it. So then that could be an issue, but generally that's not the it's not the matzav, and if it's wet, it's not an issue. It's just a little coloring, it won't be an issue of chatzitza. We'll get there when we get there to shofar soon. But the Mishnah Berurah,
there's other issues too.
The Mishnah Berurah also points out, Lamaisa, you should definitely wash your hands in the outside of your mouth, because it's not covered to the bracha or the mitzvah. He says covered bracha. Okay, anyway, just to share. Okay, let's do Taf Kuf Pei Hei Din Birkas HaShofar. Aleph, Tzarech Litkoa Me'uma. To the halacha is, you have to blow the shofar standing, and that's from a hekesh of lachem lachem, as it says yom truat ye lachem, and we have lachem regarding ktsiras haomer. Basically, any mitzvah that it says lachem, to midarabanan, we're supposed to stand when we do the mitzvah. And so too, whenever someone says a bracha, they're also supposed to stand for kavod for the mitzvah. So anytime you do a birkos mitzvah, the lacha is we are supposed to stand. Obviously, if you sat down, you're yotzei b'diavad, that's not a question. But lachatchila, one should stand. Happens to be a machlokas, it's more in the sugya of siman menchet, but is it midin lachatchila or a mitzvah min a muvchar to stand when you say a bracha? Small difference, chiluk there. But any mitzvah where it says lachem, everyone agrees it's a mitzvah kilo derabanan to stand. And for every other mitzvah, some say it's just a mitzvah min hamufchar. But anyways, that's what we try and do. Leaning. We're gonna get there. Fine, we'll just mention that right now. Tkios demiyushav. So we know that the first set of tkios are called tkios demiyushav or demiyushav. Why? Because you're allowed to sit, and so Sfardim do sit, and Ashkenazim generally stand. But all of them hold you're allowed to sit. So, and that's because you're going to be doing another set standing. And Chazal weren't matriach you to stand for all of them. As long if you're only going to hear, let's say, 30 for that day, for whatever reason, then your 30 you should stand for. Regardless how you hear them. But if you're going to be hearing, as long as you know you're going to hear 30 standing, the other ones technically you're allowed to sit. Okay, I think that's that. Yeah, hagav v'noagim litkoa al bima b'makom shekorin. And the minag is you blow the shofar at the bima. We all know that. We all see that. Why? Because the Torah should also help protect us. And this is all of blowing the shofar. We know there's a whole bunch of reasons for blowing the shofar, and part of it is it's a tefillah as well, right? It's to be more oraras, to do tshuva, and other reasons too. But most of them revolve around teshuva and tefillah. Okay, Mbet. Kodim shiyatka yavarech lishmoa kol shofar. Before you make the bracha, you're going to say two brachas. You say the bracha lishmoa kol shofar, and you're going to say the bracha shechianu. Everyone points out that if you change the nusach a little bit, like al tkiya shofar, lishmoa bekol shofar, litkoa kol shofar, you're yotzei b'diavad. But really the proper bracha is only lishmoa kol shofar. Because the ikar mitzvah is to hear the sound of the shofar, and not the blowing, right? If you're only going to blow and you won't be able to hear, then you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. And also you shouldn't say bekol shofar, because then that sounds like you're listening to what the shofar tells you to do, but you're not listening to the actual kol of the shofar. So that's just a subtlety in grammar. But so everyone says lishmoa kol shofar. And then we say shechianu. All right, we all know that. And we say shechianu on both days or one day. So the Sfardim say it only on one day, because you started the mitzvah the first day with the shofar, and the second day, it's the second time you're blowing. Ashkenazim, they say shechianu both days. And we're going to see, everyone agrees that you say shechianu twice for Kiddush, because we treat each day like it's the day, but that's for the day. But for the mitzvah of shofar, so that's where you get this machloket, if that's, if you say Sheikh Yanu or not. Okay. Obviously, when you hear the bracha, you do not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, because that's always, that's like a hefsek. You only answer that if you're not being Yotzei the mitzvah, or not being Yotzei the bracha. And do women say the bracha? I'm not sure if he's going to discuss it here. So, like all brachos, a mitzvah, shas asay, shasman grama, Ashkenazim women do say, and Sephardim do not say. Okay, Haggad. Ve'ein chiluk beinim yivarech la'atzmo, shekvar yatzam yivarech la'otzi acherim, afilu hachim yivarech atokea shtei brachos and yizkaros. So he says, if you, whether you're blowing for the first time and you're going to be yotzei now, the Baal Tokea is going to be yotzei now the first time, or it's a second time, third time, and he's blowing for everybody else, the one who says the bracha, since he's blowing it for people who are not yotzei the mitzvah, so then he says both brachos 100%. Now, just to point out, there is a machloket. Many poskim say that the people who are not yotzei, they are the ones who should say the bracha. If there's less than 10, everyone should say it. If there's more than 10, then one of them should say it for everybody. But the minhag is that to be mekel, and that we let everyone say it. Let me just finish here. V'itka tashrat shalosh pe'amim. You say tekiya shvarim trua tekiya three times. V'tashat shalosh pe'amim. That's the shvarim. V'tarat shalosh pe'amim. That's the trua. So you read that. You blow that three times. Right? So that's 3 times 3, or 3 times 3, or 3 times 4, and that's how you get to 30. Haga v'tov itkoa b'tzad yamin. The minhag is it's better to blow it on the right side of your mouth because that's where the satan stands. Also, there's a remez from a pasuk in the Bir Lacha points out from Shoftim, where they went to war and they had the shofars in the right hands and the lapidim, I don't know, swords of some sort, spears in the left hand. Besides, you mean im afshar litkoa b'kach, if you're able to. Again, it's not me'akev. V'chen yafoch ha-shofar l'mala, you should also have the shofar faced upwards. Shenemar Allah Elokim b'tshua, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu goes up with the sound of the shofar. So then it's just a remez, but 100%, you have to blow it the best way, however you can, and then that's still good. All right.